Hi and welcome to CDC ENS podcast series. I am Lara Martin from CDC Environmental and Social Responsibility team, and in today's podcast, we will be talking about plastic waste. Of the 8.3 billion metric tons of plastic produced globally since the 1950s, 6.3 billion metric tons are today plastic waste. Of that figure, unfortunately, only 9% has been recycled and reincorporated into the system. This poses a major problem to our planet, the people and businesses within it, as well as a massive lost business opportunity. In today's podcast, Dr. Veronica Di Vella from CDC ENS team will be interviewing David Lepernier, who is the head of waste resources and development at Resource Futures. David has worked on waste management and resource management issues for over 20 years, helping private sector as well as municipalities and NGOs manage waste resources and tackle the challenges caused by poor waste management. Today, they will explore current challenges, opportunities, and best practices on plastic waste management. They will be touching on how the informal economy can add great value, especially in emerging markets, explain what the circular economy actually is and business opportunities around it, and will give us some examples to help us visualize what good looks like when talking about plastic waste management.
Dave, thank you for joining us today. So the first question is, why is it important to talk about plastic waste?
So plastic waste causes all sorts of problems. It's become quite a high-profile issue over recent months and years, and I think we've all seen images of waste plastic in the oceans and the impacts that's caused on ecosystems, but it has much broader impacts. And I think, to me, it's a fairly simple problem in the sense that there are probably about 2 billion people worldwide who don't have waste collection services. So essentially the only options they have for managing their waste materials are to burn them in the open or dump them on waste ground or into river channels and rivers. And these materials quite often find their way into the oceans, but also accumulate in estuaries and near communities. And they cause a whole range of different impacts, from the health impacts associated with burning of plastics in the open to health impacts associated with disease vectors such as mosquitoes that breed in areas where water is stagnant, which is quite commonly associated with blocked drains, which plastics cause. And we're also beginning to learn more and more about the impacts that waste plastics and microplastics in particular are having on ecosystems and on potentially human health as well. And there's much more to be learned there, because we're really at the early days of the science of understanding of those impacts.
Question two is, what are the main challenges in emerging markets linked with plastic waste?
Well, I think plastic waste is really a value chain problem, in the sense that successfully addressing plastic waste means both managing the way it's generated by consumers and industry, so collecting it effectively, but also creating demand for recycled plastics, for secondary plastic materials. And it's only by addressing those two parts of the value chain that we can really tackle the problem as a whole. And it's a very sophisticated value chain. So if we take an example in an economy where the informal sector is probably quite likely to be playing a key role in collecting waste plastics, those plastics will be collected maybe directly from households and from businesses, but also from other sites around urban areas. They'll be passed from actor to actor, maybe sold to a series of middlemen and merchants who will be buying different polymers and selling them at different prices. And eventually those materials will work their way through to potentially being used as a feedstock in a new manufacturing process. But that's quite a complicated process. And it's affected by both local factors in terms of access to those materials, the contamination levels of those materials, the availability of different polymers, and also global factors such as the value of virgin plastics and other recycled polymers from other sources. So that's why it's very challenging to make the system work effectively. And we've really got to look at cross-value chain solutions that really allow the value of recycled plastics to be maximized by adding value to them, and also creating demand for those recycled plastics in local and global manufacturing sectors that need to use those materials for new products that people want to buy.
Do you know of any good examples that you could present us?
So there are quite a number of good examples of good practice in tackling this issue. One example I'm quite a big fan of is the work of Swatch in Pune in India. Now, they're essentially a workers' cooperative that formed from a union, the KPKKP, which is a union of waste pickers. And when I say waste pickers, I mean informal workers who collect waste materials. So the KPKP was a union of about 8,000 or more, I think, waste pickers. And a number of years ago, they recognised an opportunity in Pune to provide waste collection services and recycling services to householders across the city. So they formed a cooperative. And the way that that system works is that the waste pickers join the cooperative and they have access to recyclable materials. They provide a collection service to householders across the city. They can sell those recycled materials for their own benefit, and they also can charge a user fee to householders. So essentially they operate as a series of micro-enterprises providing a waste collection service. And at the moment, as I understand it, they provide a coverage of about 60% of the households in Pune get a collection service from this cooperative. And they're diverting huge quantities of materials, including plastics. And that saves the municipality money because it reduces the burden that they need to provide to householders. And it protects local communities and the environment as well by diverting those materials from dump sites and the wider environment.
That's a great example, thank you. And we often hear talking about circular economy. So could you tell us, could you explain what circular economy actually means and why that can be seen as a solution?
So the circular economy, and it's in the way I conceptualize it, is to really think about the way that materials circulate through the economy. And in a sense, we live in what is dominantly a linear economy at the moment. We mine materials, we convert them into products that we can then manufacture into things that we buy, we use those things and then we dispose of them. That's a linear economy. If we really want to manage resources sustainably, we need to create a circular process whereby technical and biological materials, and it's important to consider those separately, are cycled back into the economy as new feedstocks. So if you take plastics, for example, it's very simple, really. We want to take what are post-consumer plastic wastes, and we want to convert them through some process back into new feedstock to go back into a manufacturing process. And there are lots of different ways we can do that. And clearly, it's a very complicated process in trying to understand which polymers might go where and what products they might be used for. But broadly speaking, a circular economy in the context of plastics is taking recycled plastics and reusing them in new products.
And what do you think is the role that businesses can play as part of this value chain and as part of circular economy?
So it's a really interesting time at the moment in the way that major brands, for example, are seeing the issue of waste plastics. And because it's such a high-profile public issue, I think we're seeing the major brands for consumer products in particular paying close attention to what happens to their products. And that means that actually we're suddenly seeing demand for recycled content being created. And we're seeing it all over the world, in particular in the UK and Europe. We're seeing the major brands commit to using recycled content in their products. But I think that applies globally as well, because clearly all these organisations have manufacturing bases throughout the world, including in South Asia and in Africa. And it's really the smaller businesses that are going to be the ones that actually generate and make available this recycled product, the recycled plastics that can be used in new products. So the role of businesses, as I see it, is really connecting the sort of manufacturing processes with the waste plastics that are generated on the ground, where, as I was saying, it's a cross-value chain issue. We have informal actors and other small businesses collecting plastic waste. We have major brands now creating demand for recycled plastic in their products. And actually, there's a whole network of businesses opportunities there to actually bring these two parts of the value chain together. And I think HP is probably quite a good example of an organisation over a number of years that's been using recycled content in its products, in its ink cartridges and other products that they produce. And we're seeing other brands doing similar things. And in fact, these organisations are now starting to support local community-based organisations that collect these polymers, helping them to collect the right polymers, separate them out, and make them available so that they can move through the supply chain and become new products in the future.
Collaboration among different stakeholders is certainly an important part of this and generally of good waste management. So do you have any recommendation on how we can collaborate and engage with different stakeholders? And do you have any good examples of this working in practice?
So I think the waste and resources sector in particular is associated with quite significant challenge around bringing different stakeholders together. Because I think we all, encounter waste in one way or other in our lives. It's common to all of us as human beings. And as a result, it means that every stakeholder is involved in tackling the issue, from householders to businesses to local government, central government, NGOs, policymakers. If you look at a typical city and the management of waste from that city, it's really important that each of the different stakeholders are engaged in finding a solution, because it's not just a municipal-led solution or a business-led problem or an informal sector solution. It's about bringing all these actors together. And if you neglect to engage each of those stakeholders, then you're going to run into challenges, I think.
And so just to conclude, what do you think are the key takeaways and recommendations on how to manage plastic in a more sustainable way?
Well, going back to what I was saying before, I think it's a cross-value chain solution. So it's both supporting the base of the value chain. And when we're talking about waste plastics in emerging economies, the informal sector has a really key role to play there. There are millions of informal sector workers collecting waste materials worldwide, and they provide a key value at that level. So we need to support them, recognise them for what they're doing, give them the tools and the protection they need to do that job well and add value to what they're currently already doing. The other end of the value chain, create demand for recycled materials. So that's about investing in businesses that can actually use these secondary materials as a valuable feedstock. In order to create demand for secondary plastics, for recycled plastics, we need to encourage businesses to use them as a feedstock. And there are all sorts of mechanisms we're going to have to use to try and do that, establishing standards and very effective supply chains for recycled plastics. So creating demand for those materials is really going to drive the price up and allow recycled plastics to compete with virgin plastics.
Thank you very much for listening to this ENS podcast. For more about this topic, it is worth sharing that CDC ENS team has recently released a waste guidance note that will be soon available on our ESG toolkit for fund managers on toolkit.cdcgroup.com.